Men-at-Arms by Evelyn Waugh. Read by Christian Rodsker. Prologue. Sword of Honour. Chapter 1. When Guy Crouchback's grandparents, Gervaise and Hermione, came to Italy on their honeymoon, French troops manned the defences of Rome, the Sovereign Pontiff drove out in an open carriage, and cardinals took their exercise side-saddle on the Pincian Hill. Gervaise and Hermione were welcomed in a score of frescoed palaces. Pope Pius received them in private audience and gave his special blessing to the union of two English families which had suffered for their faith and yet retained a round share of material greatness. The chapel at Broome had never lacked a priest through all the penal years, and the lands of Broome stretched undiminished and unencumbered from the Quantocks to the Blackdown Hills. Forebears of both their names had died on the scaffold. The city, lapped now by the tide of illustrious converts, still remembered with honour its old companions in arms. Gervaise Crouchback stroked his side whiskers and found a respectful audience for his views on the Irish question and the Catholic missions in India. Hermione set up her easel among the ruins, and while she painted, Gervaise read aloud from the poems of Tennyson and Patmore. She was pretty and spoke three languages. He was all that the Romans expected of an Englishman. Everywhere the fortunate pair were praised and petted, but all was not entirely well with them. No sign or hint betrayed their distress, but when the last wheels rolled away and they mounted to their final privacy, there was a sad gap between them, made by modesty and tenderness and innocence, which neither spoke of except in prayer. Later they...